Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Because we have eight children, they all learn differently, we found out. They're not all the same. So we didn't have eight puppets. You know, we had eight people who are thinking differently, and their responses are different. And so as we kind of learn, and we had to learn with them, I mean, sometimes, sad for them, there weren't all those resources out there, but, you know, we're doing the best we could. As well, but you have somebody who he can read. He's a great reader, and all you have to do, give him a book, and he's fine. But you have somebody else who maybe he's active. He's got to touch something and deal with something, and you know, work on a craft or something, and he learns differently. And so to be able to take that and then translate that, and make sure they're getting their core subjects, but not to where they just sit them in front of a book, and the poor child is bored to death and he hates schooling. I mean, that happens in the public schools. I mean, how many of us have had those kinds of experiences? Well, it was a negative experience. So you want to find where's their bent? It's another way of looking at it from Scripture. You know, you train up a child in the way she go. That bent, what do you really like? Well, use that and mold that for the glory of God, and he'll love his education. If you try to jam a visual learner with auditory stuff, it's going to drive him crazy.
So do you still keep the core subjects, so reading, writing, and arithmetic? That's, you know, but just present it in a way that's more palatable, maybe.
Yes, sure, because you do want them to learn those things. And so it's not that you just throw them out the window because it takes a more regimen maybe to do that, but the different styles of education will address that. And you take a look at those opportunities, how they're responding, how they're doing on their test scores individually, those types of things, and you can kind of monitor that and find out, do we need to change curriculum? Maybe a BEC is great in one area for your child, but maybe the math portion is not as good. And somebody say, hey, well, I want to go with Saxon math over here, but maybe I want to do something else over here. Or, hey, I like Bob Jones, or I like Rod and Staff, or I like In My Father's World, or things like this. And they're all a little bit different. So you find out which one is there. And one of the reasons that we have the exhibit hall, people can talk with the exhibitors and find out what does your product do, rather than just make a decision online and say, well, this looks like I'll try it, and then find out it's not. So there's a benefit to actually talking with the people who wrote the curriculum, who designed it, how does it work for a particular individual.